The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
Oh, yeah. I'm over here dancing. Man, I'm telling you, what a great weekend it's going to be.
It is.
I'm going to be on a boat this afternoon sometime. I am putting my boat in the water. I'm going to do an evening run, try to find me a sunset and some dolphin and just hang out on the water this afternoon. Probably come back after dark.
Do you see a lot of dolphins?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
All the time. Oh, it's so much fun. You know, it's just go out there and look for them. My wife and I love doing that and videoing them and putting them on my YouTube channel and stuff like that, you know, just having a great time. And I hope everybody, you know, enjoys their time on the water when they go.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're supposed to do. And look at the weather, man. Just, it's awesome. We've had a couple bad weekends here and there, you know.
Yeah.
Last week, I wasn't here.
Well, you were.
So we're a week off now. So if you're listening this week, this is last week's show. So I don't know how we're going to catch up, but we will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was here, but I wasn't here. So I did listen to the intro. That was awesome.
Yeah, and old Donald.
Yep. Yeah, but he called me and he said he wants to use our intro for his, you know, for his campaign trail.
Yeah,
and I told him you're more than welcome to do that.
Yes.
Use our intro and we'll do that. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. I'm sure we'll get a lot of calls now. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 By Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. Mercury engines in stock from 40 to 200 horsepower. Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki repower center. Key Marine Center also specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. And you can also check them out on Facebook as well. So,
Very nice.
Yeah, you know, great place to do business. I've known Mickey. That's the owner for as long as we've, I mean, probably in the late 80s or so, I've met Mickey, and, you know, we've been friends ever since. And so I know he does a great job out there. He takes care of his employees, and I always say if you're taking care of your employees, you're going to take care of your customers. That's kind of how it works, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown located at 2400 Longleaf Drive, georgetowncollege.edu. They have a great chat feature on there. There's people monitoring that as well. And we will get messages from that chat feature and return a phone call or an email or something. We'll get back with you on that chat feature. So we are in summer school.
Ah.
Yep.
That's fun though, right?
It's fun. That's the best part of it. You know, we're doing summer school, which means we changed our hours. We shifted from a nighttime program to a daytime program. And I don't know, you've done this before. You shifted from day to night and night to day and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It just wears me out. And I'm trying to get back into that, you know, hey, rhythm of daytime. Got to be at work at 7:30, leave at 12:30. I'm only working 5 hours a day, but 4 days a week. But, you know, the students are there 4 hours a day, so they're getting some hours. And we're you know, we're just making it to where it's compact and they're learning and they're doing a lot of hands-on. We're doing some field trips as well. We're going to Blazer Boats here in Pensacola on Tuesday. We're going to have a field trip over there. And they get to see how a boat is made from the inside out, how they reverse build a boat. It's going to be pretty cool for the students to see that. That field trip's going to be at 9 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. So you're going to be on the air. I would invite you to go along.
Yeah. I'll be
but
here.
You know,
I'll be here.
If I can do an evening trip one day, I'll invite you. But it's pretty cool to see how boats are manufactured. And a lot of people don't realize how they're actually manufactured. You know, you go to these different facilities. We're trying to get into Cape Horn boats over in Milton, over in that industrial, Milton Industrial Park is where they're at. We've done several tours of that location as well. They do larger boats, you know, and it's just, they got a great facility over there, and just to watch them build those boats. And we're also trying to go to Arco Marine. They build starters and alternators.
Nice.
One of the largest marine manufacturers of starters and alternators in the country, maybe in the world. And they supply that. And that's here in Pensacola.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. We're going to have some fun doing field trips and stuff like that. So, yes, summer school is fun. So we're just having a great time over there, you know, just letting the students kind of do their thing. And I'm walking around and helping them and, you know, and looking at all the things I got to do. Man, you know what? When I look at my class as a whole, I'm talking about the facility and all the things I teach and stuff, I have so much more to do to get things better and better and better. You know, I think we're top notch.
Yeah.
But I still want to do more.
Exactly.
You know? So I'm going to continue to do that. I'm going to continue to try to make things better. And I've had students reach out and say, hey, what can we do to help you do that? And we'll probably work on that a little bit too, as well as we go through summer school. Again, this is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question or comment. Maybe you want to, you know, just tell us about your boat or something like that, or you're interested in the school, give us a call or text. We got some?
Yes. A listener wants to know, do you think the IPS pod drives are good for C?
Okay. So you're talking about pod drives, different category of stuff that I'm familiar with.
Okay.
You know, that is something that it's out there, but I don't have a lot of knowledge on the pods. Mm. So, yeah. Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
But I'll be honest, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't talk on it unless you know. So
yeah.
that's good. Somebody just sent us a picture. I'll pull it up on your screen here in just a second.
Okay.
But it looks like they might be on a kayak, and they are. Let's see what they said they are. They're listening to the show from the Escambia River north of Quintet Landing.
Sweet. Nice. From the river on a kayak, listening to the show.
Listening to the boat show.
Wow.
Very nice.
You know what? That's awesome. I tell you what. We, you know, last week I was going to talk about going kayaking because we actually went kayaking on the Sepulga River up in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I went with the South Alabama River Enthusiast Club, and we went from Bull Slough to Bottle Creek. And I went with a friend of mine that I never met before. I've known him for 4 years. Yeah. This is crazy now. And he's actually a listener of our show, and I didn't find this out until I got into actually meet him.
Nice.
And that's Stephen Pierce. He is one of our listeners. He runs that Facebook page for South Alabama River Enthusiasts. And I was just talking to him about where to put in for kayaks and stuff, and we were back and forth. And I was actually wanting to do this a long, long time ago, and things changed, and I couldn't get with him. So it took me 4 years to get with this gentleman out there. And I'm going to tell you what, greatest group of people that I've ever met. They all work together. They just, you know, as far as the kayaking, you know, scene goes, and everybody kind of just hangs out and goes kayaking. And the goal is to have fun. And take care of each other and go from, you know, point A to point B and just enjoy the sights and things like that, you know. And I'm telling you what, I had a great time with that. And it's something that I would recommend to people. If you're interested in doing that kind of stuff, get with a group of people like that. What they do is they put out, hey, I'm going kayaking. One person can say, I'm going kayaking on this day.
Right.
And this is where I'm going to put in. This is where we're going to take out. Anybody want to show up? They got 20,000 people in their group.
Wow.
Right? From all over. I met people from all over the country there in different walks of life. Most of them are older and retired people, you know. But they had kayaks and canoes and stuff like that. And we just kind of worked together and just had a good time going down that river. Wow. And I think we had probably 25 or 30 show up there. I put a video up on YouTube of a little short period of that trip that we took. And we just had a great time. So I highly recommend that.
Awesome. Man, that sounds like a lot of fun. Is it a much of a upper body workout, as I would imagine?
Well, you know, I that was my workout for the day.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it actually is upper body and abs and that kind of stuff. So kayaking is good, especially if you want to go upriver. That river was really flowing really pretty hard. We had a couple of areas where it was a little tricky. Had like four kayaks go over going through this little waterfall. They call it a waterfall or a turbulent area of water. Mm-hmm. We lost four kayaks. They all flipped and got wet. But you know what? Everybody, I was watching, everybody came back. We all helped them. We made sure they were safe and they had their life jackets on and they got back to the, which is very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got back to the shore and we got them all situated and got them going back on the kayaks and stuff. So yeah, they work together. They take care of each other. Just a great group.
Okay, so I think the text that we got with the picture is actually Mr. Pierce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said, this is Steven, spelled the same way as you spelled it, so I'm guessing that's Steven Pierce.
Well, appreciate you listening,
and
thank you for that trip we took. I just had the best time. I still talk about it, you know, and I still watch the video, and it's just a good time. We're going to plan on doing it again, some different places and stuff. They find the most the awesomest places that you could go.
Yeah.
Where you won't get to in a regular boat. You got to almost go on a kayak.
Yeah,
you know?
The picture that I'm looking at right now looks, I mean, this is a pretty narrow little body of water he's on. So that's going to be really, really
cool. They find some cool stuff. And, you know, I just really enjoyed that. So, yeah, nice. It's something different. It's something that, you know, it's still boating. And we're working on kayaks at school still. We're doing some kayak work still at school and doing that kind of stuff too. So it's a new avenue.
Yeah, you're rigging yaks.
We're rigging yaks. We're doing that. Yeah, we're doing that and just having some fun with those as well. So, yeah, we're just we want to give something away today.
Okay.
Okay? I want to give away a Suzuki maintenance kit. It has a gear oil pump, a some gear oil, fuel stabilizer, and engine cleaner, all Suzuki items. This is coming from Key Marine, so you have to get to Key Marine on Bow Road and get it. But here's our question, okay? We're going to find out if you're a true listener, all right? If you take notes, right? Or if you go to the podcast or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So who was our May 2024 Student of the Month? So that was just May.
Right.
Who was our May Student of the Month for 2024? If you give me his first, last name, or her first, last name, whichever one, we'll be more than happy to give you that prize package. So, yeah, give us a call or text, and we are more than happy to do that for you. So, I have a student that's going to be interviewing for a job on Monday, I believe. Yep, at a local dealership. So we're excited about that. I've got students that I went up to my counselors on yesterday. I was talking to. We had a counselor who actually retired. Miss Trina Carr retired, and now we're moving counselors around, adding counselors and all that stuff. Things change, you know.
Yeah.
People retire, people move on. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that are moving out. Mr. Rollins is retiring. Mr. Brooks is moving to principal. I think I mentioned,
that.
We're going to try to have Mr. Rollins on the show next week, hopefully. And so we're going to get him on the show and talk about his tenure there for 12 years and how much Georgetown has changed and that kind of stuff. But anyway, I was up front talking to the counselors, and Miss Carr was my go-to counselor. I love all my counselors, okay? But Miss Carr was the one that I always taught. She had the book. She had the list, the waiting list book. So I always went to her, and I'm always proactive. How many students do I have on my waiting list? Where are my students going to leave? You know, which ones are moving out? So we got a lot of students that are going to be completing as we end our summer school. So now we're going to be adding a lot of students in August. So I've had several people reach out to me, where am I on your waiting list?
Right.
So I went up there yesterday and I said, put them all in.
Ah.
So we're going to put them all in.
Nice.
You know, so put them in. Let's get these people trained up, get them out there in the field, and get them to work. So that's what we're trying to do over at Georgetown in the Marine Service class. All our classes have waiting lists.
Wow.
So all our classes have waiting lists. So the question, who is our May Student of the Month? Who was that for 2024? I could have went back 5 years and I would have really messed them up.
Right,
but I'm just the recent one, the most recent one. So call us or text us with that answer, and we can win a prize package, a Suzuki maintenance kit, a gear oil pump, gear oil, fuel stabilizer, and engine cleaner. So good stuff to have.
And if you text in, just let us know your first name, and I'll see your phone number there. Or if you can call in, we'll put you right on the air.
Yep, 850-437-1620. So one of the questions I have that I was going to talk about last week, we're going to talk about it this week, is – do you carry tools or extra parts on your boat? Mm-hmm. It's an interesting question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it kind of would be different between a outboard boat owner versus an inboard or stern drive boat owner.
Okay.
But the question is, and you could text us and let us know or call, do you carry tools or extra parts on your boat? And why would you think you would need to do that? So a lot of times I leave... honestly, I'll forget put my tools on the boat because, you know, I don't like to have tools around me while I'm out boating. I don't want to work on anything.
Right.
You know how many people invite me to go fishing and then ask me to bring my toolbox? You know?
Yeah.
It happens all the time. My students are like, hey, Mr. Such and Such asked me to go fishing with them. I said, did he ask you to bring your tools?
Yeah.
Because there's ulterior motive here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, and you should have a toolbox on your boat.
Right.
And in order to have the toolbox on your boat, you really need to have the tools in your head of what you'd be familiar with your boat, right? So I would suggest that you would carry some basic tools on your boat. Maybe not some high-end tools or anything like that, but carry some tools, some screwdrivers, maybe some wrenches, maybe crescent wrenches, wire strippers, that kind of stuff, if you're familiar with that kind of stuff, you know. Bring some fuses, maybe some extra wire, those kind of things. Outboard people are not going to bring as much extra parts as maybe an inboard or stern drive person would bring, okay? Because it's really hard to service or do much work to an outboard. as far as if they what they would lose if you know to take the motor down. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, you're going to see a problem with fuel systems where your water and that kind of stuff. So definitely extra fuel filters. Mm. That would be something I would take, and the tools to remove and replace fuel filters.
Okay.
Now, it's problematic when you're out on the water and you're trying to change a fuel filter because what do you do with the fuel, right? You definitely don't dump it overboard. That's a no-no, right?
Yeah.
So you probably want to have a container to put your fuel in so you could, you know, dispose of it properly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is a good idea to maybe carry filters, fuses, maybe some zip ties, maybe some extra wiring, stuff like that, that in case of emergency, it would get you home,
right?
Yeah. So those kind of things.
Yeah.
So be prepared. So I would definitely take some tools with me if I'm going out on my boat. Mm-hmm. If you're a stern driver or an inboard person, maybe some belts, maybe, you know, some V belts or your different types of water pump parts, maybe, because if you're, you know, if you have that ability, I've changed water pumps on those boats or motors while I was out on the water and you trash a pump or a V belt. Those kind of things. So maybe you want to take that kind of stuff with you as well as fuel filters and stuff like that.
Right.
So highly recommend that you get a bit of a fuel or a toolkit for your boat and carry it with you. You know, it couples up with the darn safety stuff that you have to take with you too, right?
Exactly.
So do that as well.
What percentage of boaters out there currently on the water do you think even have the knowledge to be able to do any of that?
Yeah, you know, I would probably take that down in under 50%.
Okay, all right.
I would probably take it lower than that.
Okay.
You know, let's say 40%. Mm-hmm. You know, you're right. Was that a question you came up with?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea. I've talked about it in the past. Get familiar with your engine and familiar with your boat. Know where all the components are and that kind of stuff, you know.
Right.
Back in the old days when you purchased a boat, the dealership would go over everything with you. They put a captain on the boat with you and talk about maintenance and talk about where everything was, the dipstick and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people actually check their oil before they go out, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's a good idea to put these kind of parts in your boat. You know, you get your tools kit and all that stuff. But here's another tool that you should put in your package as far as, in your toolbox, okay? How about a Towboat US or a SeaTow membership? Because if you don't know how to work on your boat, you probably should know how to get your boat back to the dock or
exactly.
wherever you came from, right?
Right.
So I would put that in my arsenal of tools. That's probably one of your best bets, you know? But for minor fixes and stuff, if you do have the knowledge, it's a good idea to have that stuff on your boat.
Right. How much is it expensive to have towboat insurance?
It's generally around $150 or $250 a year or so, depending on, and it's unlimited. You can go online and go to Towboat US or to SeaTow. I actually have Towboat US on my boat. I can fix my boat, right?
Right.
But there's things I may not be able to fix.
Right.
Maybe I hit something one day or something. God forbid that, right? Hopefully that don't happen. Or maybe, you know, my motor just stops because sometimes that happens too. Maybe I spin a hub in my prop, that kind of thing. There's all kinds of reasons I can't get back, right?
Right.
The good thing about the insurance, I know Towboat US will cover me on any boat that I'm on.
Oh.
So it just isn't for my boat. So if
boater.
I'm captaining another boat, that boat is now covered under that towing insurance.
Nice.
So that helps too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, either one of those companies, I'm just very familiar with Towboat. I've worked with them for years and years and years, and they have a lot of product in our area, boats in our area, and they do a great job. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I know SeaTow does as well. We see both their boats running up and down, you know, the areas, and I see them towing people in and that kind of stuff. And on another little note to that, okay, if you see those boats towing another boat, give them some room, you know, don't crowd them, let them tow the boat in, get it out of the, you know, get it where they need to go and give them guys some room to maneuver. Okay. Cause that gets a little tricky, you know,
right.
Gets a little tricky. Do we need to give that question out again?
I think so. Yeah. Let's recap that.
Okay. So the trivia question is, who is our May 2024 student of the month? If you're an avid listener, you know that. Give us a call.
Right.
Text us, 850-437-1620. I didn't think that one was... They can't Google it. No, they can Google it.
But if they go to newsradio923.com under the podcast section for Pensacola Expert Panel, they'll
find it, won't they?
See it. Yep.
Yep. They'll find it.
It's 2 weeks ago.
We need people to know those podcasts are there. I use them all the time. Mm-hmm. I actually attach them to a lot of my emails.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When I'm talking to Yamaha and Mercury or even just people that are interested in my class, I'll shoot them the podcast.
Cool.
I say, well, listen to the podcast. Maybe you can learn something about myself and my students and those kind of things, right?
Right.
So we do that, too. So I send those out, and I let people see that. And I think we have it up on our Georgetown website as well.
Cool.
So you can go to the podcast. That's a great avenue to give information, right? Yes. So go to that website. It's the 1620 website.
Mm-hmm.
And find the podcast, and you can find the answer to this question as well.
Yeah.
You know?
437-1620. Let us know if you can find that answer and get the Suzuki maintenance kit.
Yeah, that's a great kit. And and you can get out there and talk to Key Marine and talk about maintenance and stuff.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe they'll take that maintenance kit if you don't know how to do it yourself.
Exactly.
You know, take that away from the cost of doing the maintenance. That mm-hmm. might work out as well. Hey, yeah. I just, you know, put it out there. I bet they would do that.
Yeah.
For you, you know?
You know, I was typing up the, because we record everything as a podcast here, of course. So when I was typing in the file name this morning to save your show, it pulled up, you know how it'll auto-populate sometimes mm-hmm. based on the files you have on your hard drive? And it pulled up some stuff from 2020 for the boat show. So you've been doing this since then. I didn't realize that.
A long time. I've been here since almost a few years after this station was kind of opened up, I guess, or something. I don't know how long the station's been here, a long time.
Yeah.
And I've been here for a long time as well because I used to have a show, Boat Smart, with my business. I had S&S Marine.
Oh.
And I did an hour-long show with that. I used to come in and talk about boats and maintenance and stuff there. Then we transitioned to, you know, the school show or the Key Marine show and me teaching at the school.
Right.
And that's actually how the school found me was they were listening to my shows.
Oh.
The principal at Georgetown at the time, he was before Mr. Rollins, he was listening to the show and he kept calling me going, hey, come over here and teach at Georgetown Tech. And it took me 3 years and I finally decided to do that after they kept contacting me. So, yeah, you know, that was a great move. When I talk about Georgetown and what we do over there, mm-hmm. and you know, I said something the other day about if you're miserable in your job and what you're doing in life, maybe you're just having stuff that's issues with you and think, you know, that's just not working out. Maybe sometimes you just got to do it, make a change.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And I wasn't miserable or anything, but I was not, you know, it was one of those times in my life where you know, stress of owning a business and all the stuff, you know, and the path I was making way more money, mm-hmm. you know, and I decided that, you know, I wanted to downsize my life a little bit. And I went to Georgetown and started teaching, you know, and then again, you know, it was stressful for the first few years trying to build the program because I went in there at that time and the program was like 1970s.
Mm.
So it took me several years to get moving and getting things going and understanding how to teach and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of how it all happened was off of this station.
Wow.
You know, people listening to my show and that happened, you know. So that's
amazing.
Pretty cool, really.
It's amazing.
It's really, I can't say enough about Georgetown and what they do over there. You know, and I said Mr. Rollins is retiring, Mr. Brooks is moving in. We're now interviewing for a new assistant principal. So a lot of changes are going on. Mr. Wiggins will be our IT person, will be retiring next year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think I'm third in line. I'm the third most senior person at that school right now.
Wow.
So, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, and next year I'll be the second senior person at that school, I think. Nice. Somewhere in that ballpark, you know.
Yeah.
So I've been there for about 15 years or more. And, mm-hmm. You know, I can say that I've never regretted it.
No.
So never regretted it. Wow. No calls. No calls,
no texts on the trivia question.
Yep, except from the kayak. That was awesome,
that
man.
Was
we
cool.
appreciate that. And I appreciate Stephen listening to the show and all that, you know, and I really appreciate what his group does, you know, to bring people together and stuff like that. That's pretty cool, too.
Yep.
So here we are at the end of the show. All I've done is talk.
That's good.
You know,
that's
I've
what
talked
it's
all the way through the show.
And
we're hoping to have Mr. Rollins on next week. I'm working on that. And so you guys want to listen in to that because we're going to talk about his, you know, experience with Georgetown. And he was in the same shoes. He's really not familiar with that type of school, and he had to learn as well. So we're going to talk about his learning and all that kind of stuff. So thank y'all for listening. Thank you for the text messages today, and we will see you guys next week.
All right. As always, Mr. Schmidt, thank you so much for the work that you do, inspiring our youngins to get into this industry and create a life for themselves.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and it's crazy how things work out.
Sometimes. It sure is.
Well, it's great to see you, buddy. We'll be right back.